Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Gimel. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis with the halacha from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and we're going to be continuing the halachos of Kshira. We'll have more halachos about kosher in our next Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as the Gemara will talk about tying rope from a weaving string. And that will get the Gemara back to the halachos of weaving and some very important halachos. Then we will have a Mishnah about folding garments and sheets on Shabbos. And then going on to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the Daber Dover, what you're allowed to speak about on Shabbos and what you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos. The Gemara will then quote a pasuk in Rus, and that will get the Gemara into Sefer Rus, and we will conclude our daf with many interesting agados from Rus. On the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we have the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said, "Koishrin lufnei behema b'shvil shelo teitzei," that one is allowed to tie in front of an animal in order that the animal is not going to go out. What's the logic that you're allowed to tie? Isn't tying an issur d'oraisa? The answer is that when you tie in front of an animal, it's not going to stay for a very long period of time. One does it for a short period of time. Ad kidei kach, that's so obvious that the Gemara asks two lines from the bottom. Pshita, that's obvious that of course it's mutter. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha di islei tarti isri. We're going to learn like the first pshat of Rashi that there are two ropes that are in front of the animal, and therefore you don't have to open it up. Mal, the same I would have thought. That one, since one of them is going to remain that way, it's going to be batel, and therefore the knot is going to stay forever. Kamash malon, the chiddush is that is not a problem. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's not a problem. Why isn't it going to be a problem? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to say that at the end of the day, since there are times that you open it up, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. In other words, you never intend for any of those strings to last. But now the Gemara says, "Amalei Abaye halacha mechlal depligi." If it says halacha, so that means Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is arguing with the Tana Kama. "Amalei mai nafka lacham nina." Why does it make a difference to you? What does it make a difference if they're arguing or not? At the end of the day, you said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So repeats what we saw on Kuf Vav, I think. We had earlier the same thing. We were choker exactly what that means over there, that the Gemara says, Gemara is marsa tehe, that what nafkamina is it going to be if you're going to learn and just be saying things like zmiros. That if you're not understanding what you're saying, and you don't understand that there's a nafkamina, it's not going to make a difference. I just have to add an editorial. So the Gemara is rejecting that the idea that you report something if it doesn't make a nafgamina. So last time I had two pshatim in that. I mentioned that the Masifta learns differently than what I just said. The pshat that I just said was the way Schottenstein learns. So strangely enough, if you look in the Masifta, they learn exactly what we said as well now. In other words, the Masifta was chozer, the Schottenstein is consistent. And that the pshat is Gemara, Gemara is Marta Tehei. Are you just repeating things without understanding? You would have to understand what nafgamina it is, and therefore it's he's being critical. Last time we had another possible pshat, but that pshat doesn't seem to be at most held. We begin the Mishnah five lines from the top on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Kaishrin Dili Bipiskia. You're allowed to tie a barrel with a belt. You're allowed to tie it with a belt. Avoloi bichevel, but you're not allowed to use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda matir, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it's all mutter. Klalam Rabbi Yehuda kol kesher shein al shel kayama ein chayovin alav. Rabbi Yehuda says that it needs to be a kesher shel kayama. So even though you're tying with a rope and that's a real knot, nevertheless, since it's not meant to last, so in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv on that maisa. Says the Gemara, chevel demat ilay mechevel da alma. If we're going to say it's a regular rope, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be matir, kesher shel kayamahu. That's a rope that normally lasts. So why are you going to say that it's going to be mutter? Ella says the Gemara, chevel de gardi, but rather what we're talking about is the chevel of a weave. In other words, it's not the rope that's normally used. Think about using, let's say, a shoelace to to pull up a bucket. In other words, it was a string that wasn't generally used. So then it's not a kesher shel kiyama. L'memra the rabbanan savri gazrin chevel atu chevel de gardi atu chevel de alma. So why the rabbanan are mishnah machmir? Do they make a gzeira of chevel de gardi atu chevel de alma? Rabbi Yehuda savri lo gazrina, and that's what's going on. Uriminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Chevel de lisha nifsak lo ye koishrei elo onvoy. That if you have a chevel deli that has been broken, so then what you should do is on Shabbos tie it with a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Korchola Pundaya Opsika Ubilvachiloyan Venom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't even use that. You need to use different types of belts. But you can't even use an aniva. Kashad Rabbi Yehuda, Kashad Rabbi Yehuda, Kashad Rabbanan, Ad Rabbanan. There's a stira between both of them. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda was makil. Yet Rabbi Yehuda over here says that you can't use anything except the pundio piska. And the Rabbanan also is a stira. Says Gemara lo kasha. It's not a stira. Chevel ach bechevel michlif. Where when it comes to one rope with another rope, that people could get confused. There isn't a difference between the two. And therefore, they made a gzeira between the chevel of the gardi, lest he come to make a mistake and use another chevel. Aniva b'kshira lo michlefi, but a bow with the kshira is not going to be confused. Hence, the Rabbanan say that when the Braisa allows you to use an aniva, and we don't make an gzeira of aniva, atu kshira. Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. Rabbi Yehuda is also not a stira. Hasam lo mishum b'michlef aniva b'kshira. The concern is not that you're going to confuse. El aniva gufa kshirihi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that aniva is actually considered kshira itself. We considered aniva kshira itself. So the Rabbanan hold that aniva is not going to be considered kshira, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it is. The Gemara has a shaila on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis. We had a shaila of Va'ato asking Aniva, according to Rabbi Meir, what is the halacha? What's halacha is Aniva Mutter. So Taisus over there on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis points out that the Rabbanan by us are the ones who are makil in regards to Aniva. And even though the Tanakhama over there, the Mishnah, on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis is Masha, that you would be Machmir on Aniva, but we could be Makel because the Rabbanan by us are Makel when it comes to Aniva. Okay. The Gemara continues five lines into the wide. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Fia Barashi, Amar Rav. Maybe Adam Chevel B'Seich Beisach. A person could bring a rope into his house. B'Koshroi B'Paru B'Ivus. And he's allowed to use, notice here it's a chevel, he's allowed to use a rope to tie around his cow for his animal fodder. So that's interesting. You're using a rope, and you're tying it on two sides around the animal. Esve Rabbi Acha Aricha, they ask a question from Rabbi Acha, who is Aricha. What's Aricha? He was tall. To who? Rabbi Acha Bar Papa. Rabbi Acha Aricha is also Rabbi Acha Bar Papa. Interesting. L'Rabbi Abba. We had that reference. Chevel should be ivus. If you tie on the animal fodder, koshro bapara, that if it's already tied on the side of the para, so then you're allowed to on the ivus side, then you're allowed to tie it on the para. Vishav para, and if it's already tied on the para, koshro beivus. Ubilvad, but you're not allowed. Shelo yavi chevel b'seich beisav yikshav b'paru yibivus. You're not allowed to tie it on both sides. So how could it be? Rabbi Acha Aricha asks, how could it be that you said that you're allowed to tie it? Answers the Gemara: Hasam chevel da alma, hacha chevel da gardi. Einachanami chevel da alma. You're not going to be able to tie on two sides. That'll be a kesher gayama. On one of the sides, you're not likely to undo, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But a chevel de gardi, that's not something you normally don't use. And then in such a case, that would be a mutter to do on Shabbos. Once the Gemara mentioned chevel shel gardi, so that goes back to some of our nightmares. The Gemara is going to come back to the weaving process. By the way, I had mentioned that the art school, Mishnayis, does an amazing job in the weaving process, and you can't put it past the Gemara's either. I then realized in the back of the Hebrew edition, I imagine, I don't know, I see someone has the English edition, They also have an excellent nisfach on the Ariga, so I just want to give you that maramakam. But here, we're not going to get involved with the painful details of the weaving, but what we're going to get involved with is the status of muktza of those weaving items. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kli kivuya, the kli organ, the kli kalim that are used to set up, these are the kane eitz that are put into the weave, mutter l'talklim b'shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to be metalkal it b'shabbos. Now the poskim have a big discussion about what the chiddush over here is. Because if we're talking, if you're going to view this as a kli shemalachto l'isser, so a kli shemalachto l'isser, you're allowed to move l'tzarech gufo l'mekamo. So what exactly is the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? So the Ritva has a very, very important yisayv that Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Neman Sal passes with. This was one of the nominations for halacha from the Daily Daf tonight, but it didn't make the cut. David Letterman didn't decide that it was number one. So the Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Neman Sal holds, based on this Ritva, that if you have an item that's a klisha malachto l'isser that has absolutely no function on Shabbos itself, then in such a case, it becomes either muktza machmas gufo or muktza machmas lisaron kis. The world of the Beis Medrash already heard this from me. We discussed this once in regards to the status of smartphones on Shabbos, whether it's klisha malachto l'isser or muktza machmas lisaron kis. So the summary shon who say that becomes muktza machmas lisaron kis. And then the chiddush would be mutl talklam b'Shabbos that we don't view it as muktza machmas lisaron kis, that still considers having some type of use on Shabbos, and therefore it would be mutter. But either way, that's this yisod, that you're allowed to move these kelim. Bo mi neimer of Yehuda. Koyved ha'elyon v'koyved ha'tachton. From what I understand is, as you know, in the weaver, you have these two supports of the strings that are going vertically, and you move them up and down during the weaving process. So that's the koyved ha'elyon, I think, and the koyved ha'tachton. So you ask the shayla ma'u, what's halach about moving them? So Rav Yehuda didn't know. In v'lav v'rafya b'yadei, not every time does a Rav know the answer. And one of the big deals is for a Rav to say, I don't know. That's a big deal. So he said, I'm not sure. Yes, no, he was mesupah. Itmar, Amar Rav Nachman Mishmuel, klik yu emur t'l'tachlan, b'shabes hafil, klavet elvi, klavet tachlan, avalois amudin. So we got a psak. The psak is that you're not allowed to move those things. Those are manish, miyuchad for the weaving process. They have no purpose. Start again. Those things are mutter to use, they're moved around, but not the amudim. The amudim that are put into the ground, so those are entirely designated for their purpose. They're there to hold the kovet ha'elyon, kovet ha'tachton. At least the kovet ha'elyon, kovet ha'tachton move around. These things are like structural supports. So then in such a case, that is going to be mutza. Amalei Rav Lo Nachman. Maishna amudim delo. He says, what's the reason that amudim are going to be so machmer? Ilei madika the gumos. If your concern is that by taking it out, it's going to make a hole in the ground. Gumos memela kavin. Those holes were already there. Now this support is put into pre-existing holes. Disnan hatoimin lefes. And how do I know that if you remove something which is in a pre-existing hole, it's mutter. The halacha is that you're allowed to put inside a lefes, a turnip, the tznonos, and onions, tachas hagefen, they will put it under the vine in order to protect them. And then the halacha is, a mitzasav olam megulin, ein echoshish lo mishum klayim, there's no concern of klayim, lo mishum shvias, no concern of doing avodah shvias, lo mishum maiser, where we're interested is v'nitalim b'shabbos, and you could take them out in Shabbos. And even though there's a hole that's going to be made, since the hole is already pre-existing, in such a case, it's not a problem. Answers the Gemara, no, no, no. Basad, when we're talking about in the field, lo asila shvuye gumos. So then if he takes it out and there's a hole that's there, he's not going to have a yetzahara to fill it up with dirt, because that hole under the vine is not going to disturb it. Hacha bebayis, but the weaving thing is in the house. And if we're talking about the amudim, that you're going to take them out and use it for something else, and then going to make a hole, asala shvuye gumos, so then you're going to come to make holes. Boy, mine Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yehuda, bar Levoi, he asked this following, shayla klik yuye, he going, kovet ha'elyon, kovet ha'tachton, ma'al ha'tachton, Shabbos, amalei ein metalton, he says you can't use it. Matam, lefi she'ein metalton, you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos, because they're not nito. So take a look at Rashi. Here Rashi says, seems to be on the team of the Ritva that I mentioned earlier. Zok de Heilige Rashi l'fishen italin af bichol. You only use it even during the week for its purpose. Mipnei kovdam, because of their weight. Hilka kol melachton l'kach. Therefore, that's their entire melacha. Zok de Heilige Rashi, that it's used entirely for this purpose and only for this purpose, and therefore you can't carry it. So again, here the Ritva needs to comment. So what? So just because you use it only for this purpose and not any other purpose, so here there are those, the Ritva, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that all say that if you have a kli that is miyuchad, it's kaved, and it's only used for one particular thing, it's not used for anything else, then it's more than kli shemalachta lisser. It's mukza machnas lisar and kis, and therefore we're machmer. That would be the easiest way of being masbir shitas Rashi. Zok de heilige Mishnah, mikaplin es hakelim, afilu arba v'chamisha pam. You're allowed to fold over. Kalim is a deceiving word. Kalim we generally think of as like this cup over here. Let me make a shahakol. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol b'dvaro. Now generally we think of kalim as being things like cups, but here kalim means garments as well. Garments and sheets. Afilu arba v'chamisha pam. You're allowed to fold them even four or five times. Umetzien es hamitos milele Shabbos l'Shabbos. And you're allowed to make the bed from Leil Shabbos to Shabbos. Avalomi Shabbos l'motzoi Shabbos. But not from Shabbos to Motzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael, are you there? Why? Why can't you do that? So according to most, the reason is because you can't be mechin from Shabbos to Yom Tov. You'll see why I say most in the halacha from the daily daf. Rabbi Yishmael, are you there? Mekaplan sakenim asatzin mamitis miyoyim akipurim l'Shabbos. He says it's mutter to go from Yom Kippur l'Shabbos. The Miri says something amazing. What's the reason we're going to see in our Mishnah that there is a chiluk between going from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but even though it's mutter to go from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, according to prepare for Yom Kippur to Shabbos, according to some Tanoim, it's prohibited to go from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom HaKippurim has a lower level of stringency. Yom HaKippurim is punishable by kares who violate it. When it comes to Shabbos, you're even more chayiv misa. So the Meiri writes, so you see from the Chomer Aveira that Yom HaKippurim is considered Chol Legabi Shabbos. So your man is allowed to prepare on Yom HaKippurim Shabbos because the Chomer Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim, amazing. The Chel Day Shabbos created Yom HaKippurim. Avaloi Shal Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, but you can't do it in the other direction. So you could burn the Chel Day Shabbos from do that from Yom HaKippurim, but not vice versa. Kiva Omer Loi Shal Shabbos Kunim B'Yom HaKippurim, the Loi Shal Yom HaKippurim Kunim B'Shabbos. One can't be Mechin for the other. But the other opinion holds that Yom HaKippurim is lesser. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi Yanai, they talk Loi Shanu Ela Ba'odam Echad. We're only talking about one person. When our Mishnah said that the Halacha is Mekaplan, that you're allowed to fold, we're only talking about one person. Avu Shnei Be'odam Loi. But if we're talking about two people, it's going to be Asur. Okay, now why? So in Halacha from the Daily Daf, we're going to give four different reasons of why. But in the Daf Yomi, we give one reason why. Rashi's reason. Let's take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, B'shnei b'nei adam, kishim mekaplin osam, mefashtin k'matein, v'nira k'misaknin. It looks like you're fixing it. In other words, from Rashi is mashma, that the shiloh over here of folding is a shiloh of tikkun maneh, and there are some times that tikkun maneh is going to be d'oraisa, and sometimes it's not really tikkun maneh, it looks like it's tikkun maneh. So once you're folding, it looks a little bit more like tikkun maneh. When you're doing it by one person, you're not doing it as professional of a job. And since you're not doing it as professional of a job, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Tesis famously says in Dibra Maskam the Kaplan Kalim, Mikan Lamadnu da also the Kaplan Talisa shall be saknesis l'fishem sarich machar. So Tesis says that we're not allowed to fold our talisos. Why? Even though our Mishnah said that by ourselves we're allowed to, says Tesis, because of Tircha, that, or Hachana, to be more precise, that we're being Mechin. So that's going to be a problem. So Tesis learns, just like Matzian and Samitos is a problem to do from Shabbos to Matzai Shabbos. Obviously today, if your wife says the room is messy, then in such a case it would be Mutter, because that would be Letzor of Shabbos. But in terms of the Talis, there really isn't much of a justification for Matzai Shabbos. We're going to see, Darach HaShulchan will pass him a little bit differently based on will pass him differently than the simple reading of Tosas based on other shitas. Yes?
But what about, I mean, many people have a talis that's only used in Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say it's not, I mean, it's not being prepared for Motzei Shabbos.
Right, but you're preparing for the next Shabbos. Achana mi Shabbos le Shabbos. That's a fascinating, fascinating question. The Pashtus is that that's also considered Hachana. In other words, you need to be Mechin for that Shabbos itself. Okay, back into the Gemara. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, had learned that if it's two people, it looks more like Tikkun. But if it's old, then it's going to for sure be Aser, even if it's one person. Why? Rashi explains, because if it's old, so then in such a case, the creases are better. And Rashi says that it makes a better crease, and it creates more of a Tikkun. More of a Tikkun. The Torah paskins this way as well, that the issue is that it's a tikkun yoser. The chadashim nami lo amaron, ela bilavanim, only white garments. Avu b'tzvuyim lo. When it came to colored garments, it was made of a different material, and those were more likely to have a tikkun through the folding. V'lo amaron ela she'en lo halachlit. And the only time it's mutter is if you don't have something to interchange with. Avu yesho halachlit lo. According to Rashi, the pshat will be as follows. Since this only is a shayla of tikkun mana midrabanan, that's our entire shayla, only tikkun mana midrabanan, so then they would be machmir if you have another option. If you don't have another option, they would be mekul. Tana, shall base Rav Gamliel lo yime kaplan kli lovan, shall lehem ipnei shayla hoye lehem lehachlif. In base Rav Gamliel, they wouldn't fold because they had the ability to change. Amar avunam yesh lehachlif yachlif, v'meila lehachlif, Yishalshel b'gadav. If you can't exchange, in other words, change your clothing on Shabbos, then what you should do is roll it out. In those days, the modest way of wearing it was to wear something short, and to wear something long was more mechubad. So I asked the Gemara, Maskeflar of Safra, Famis Chaze Karamis Rucha. It looks like Gaiva, you're wearing long. Kima de kol yoma lo ka'avid, answers the Gemara, v'inu de ka'avid lo mischazik karam sarucha. It doesn't look like he's being a bal gaiva because he's clearly doing it for Shabbos. And the Gemara now quotes a pasuk that the Gemara is going to elaborate on for one of the most beautiful psukim. My father, Shlita, would quote this pasuk often on Shabbos. And tashim yishabbos reglech and yishayo asos chvatzecha b'yom kachim karos l'shabbos ayim l'kadosh Hashem mechubad v'chibadito. And you shall be mechabe the Shabbos me'asos drachecha. What does that mean? The chibadito. How do you mechabe? Should to wear nice garments of Shabbos. Shlo yema bushcha b'Shabbos kimal bushcha shelchol. You should dress differently on Shabbos. Not like the way you dress in the week. We're a malbush that is mechubad. The chihad Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan's current mani mechabdusai. He would call his garments that which shows respect for me. Now some of Farshim learn that this is not just Stam saying that Rabbi Yochanan called his garments what is mechabed him, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying that on Shabbos my garments are used to be mechabed Shabbos. I use my garments to be mechabed the Shabbos. This would be a makar that even if one would find clothing to be a little extravagant and gaivadik, that on Shabbos you could wear it, because on Shabbos it's not that the clothes are being mechabed ourselves, but we're being mechabed the Shabbos. So therefore, to wear nice clothing that would even have a semblance of gaiva, that could be very well be justified. That's how I justify myself. Rav Nevin Sal's not into wearing the tie at all. So I thought that on Shabbos, I'm still wearing my tie from Shabbos, but I thought that on Shabbos I wasn't violating my Rebbe's hadracha, because there I'm not wearing the tie for myself. I'm wearing it to be mechabed Shabbos. The Gemara continues, quote, continuing with the beautiful pasuk. Ma'asos drachecha shelo yeh luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol. That ma'asos drachecha means that the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you do during the week. Nimtzel chafatzecha, chafatzecha asurin. It's also to be involved in your chafatzim. So walking around mishkafayim and talking about the landscape and the different houses and buying apartments, the chura is a shayla, but if you're talking about building a shul, Rav Yosef and I have had different conversations walking along Plot 700 on Shabbos. It was a while ago. So that would be mutter. V'daber dover shleiyei diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. That your speech on Shabbos should not be a speech that you have during the week. Dibur aser. The Gemara adds that the pasuk said that dibur is aser. Hirur mutter. But when it comes to thinking, that's going to be mutter, even though it's not l'sarach Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the kula l'chayy. All the havanas I understand. In other words, all the drushes I understand. Ela shaloyei luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol. What are you referring to when you're saying that your walk on Shabbos should be different? Ki hard amar avuna v'amri lo amar avuna haba amar avuna ha'yimahalech v'Shabbos u'pogah be'imas ha'mayim. If you're walking on Shabbos and you're countered by a swan. Im yachal haniach es raglo rishona kolam shetiyah pershniyah mutter. If you're able to put your foot down and then walk over the swamp, so then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. In other words, if you're able to take one foot over that area, then that's going to be enough. Vim lav aser. But if you're going to have to jump, then in such a case, then it's going to be aser. Because on Shabbos, shelo yehi luchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol. During the week, you would have jumped over the puddle. But that's not appropriate on Shabbos. Maskev la rava hechli yavi. So what's the suggestion? You want me to walk around the swamp? Likuf kamapish bi'lucha. If you're going to ask me to walk around, so then I'm walking extra, and that's being matriach on Shabbos. Li of there, if you're going to ask me to walk through the mayim and not to jump over it, zimnin de misfasun mane, I'm going to get my clothing dirty, va'azalidei schita, and then I'm going to come to schita. Ela gaha, kiva de lo'esher shaper dami. Over here, enachanami, since you're stuck, it's okay to make a jump, even though in general, on Shabbos, one should not be taking such large steps. Ela kedibar mine rabba merishma barabiyozi. So what was the case? That similar to that we said lo yehi luchach b'shabbos ki luchach b'chol. The case of Rishmol Rabbi Yosi. Mahu lefsoa psia gasa b'shabbos. Are you allowed to take long strides on Shabbos? Amalei v'chi b'chol ni hutra. Is it permissible even to take long strides during the week? Shani omer psia gasa noteles echa mechamish meos mimar eina. That large steps take away visibility from my eye, from a person's eye. Shel adam. And they return on Friday night. Derech Agav, I had a psychology professor who used to run a tremendous amount, and he said that his eyesight became very, very bad, and his doctors told him it was because that he was running too much, and that he had dislocated things in his eyes. I always found that this Gemara is strange, but then I had a psychology professor that verified for me this Gemara. He said, "Kachave." I don't know. He also didn't say that it was Mahadilei B'Kedusha. But that now some explain that the Vart of the Gemara is like this: that you're allowed to run during the week. Don't run on Shabbos, because when you run during the week on Shabbos, the Kiddush returns the eyesight that's lost from during the week. But on Shabbos, you don't have anything to fix it. That's how some learn our Gemara. Okay. Boy minei Rebbe mir b'shmol Rebbe Yosi. Ma le'echol adama b'Shabbos. What's halach about eating dirt on Shabbos? Amar lei v'chi b'chol mihutra? Are you allowed to even eat it during the week? Shani yom af b'chol asam b'nei shehu malka. You get sick. You'll get hit by it. It's not a good idea. Amar Rebbe Yami kol o'echol me'afra shel bavel ki lo'ochol me'psar avosa. If you eat from the dirt of bavel, then there's a good chance you're eating from the, some remnant of one's forebearers. Some say it's as if you eat bugs. Because either it's mibsar avosav or it's shkatzim urmasim, because all of the leftovers of the mabul, a lot of it ended up in bavel. Amar Rish Lakish, what's the place that in Bavel that's called? Lama Nigra Shmo Shinar, Shekol Meise Mabul Ninaru Lasham, they were sent there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nigra Shmo Mitzula, why is the place called Mitzula? It was also referred to, there's a place in Bavel called Mitzula. Ha Omer Latsuli Charavi, the Pasuk in Yeshayo says, Shekol Meise Bavel Nitzdalu Lasham, they were rolled over there. They floated over there, that would be the right way to say it. They floated over there. V'yesh amrim kilu ocho shkatzim rasim. Some say it's as if you ate shkatzim rasim, not our forefathers, but shkatzim rasim. Havadei et mechui yintcho. But certainly it already fallen apart, the shkatzim rasim had fallen apart. Amri de malki, since it's one gets sick, Gazu be Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said it's as if you eat shkatzim rasim, not because that we in somehow look at it that there's shkatzim rasim there, but rather it's like eating shkatzim rasim. Just like that is not healthy, so too eating ground is not healthy. Dahu gavad achal gargishta va'achal tachli. He ate dirt and then he ate a type of tachli, a shachlayim. It's a type of vegetable. The katzkule tachli believe omis. And then a tachli began to grow in his heart and began to die somewhere inside him, and he began to die. Not healthy. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Rus, based on the fact that we had said shelo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbos kimalbushcha shel Chol. So the Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Rus, and that's going to take us to an extensive analysis of psukim Rus. Naomi said to Rus to go to Boaz. V'rachatzta v'safta v'sam simlo sayach, to wash, to anoint, and to put on her dress. Amar Rav Elazar, elu begadim shel Shabbos. She was telling him, her, to put on her begadim shel Shabbos. I have children in B'siyata D'Shmaya that are starting Shaduchim, so when I read this Gemara, I said, ah, this is a mekar that my kids are allowed to wear Shabbos clothing when they go out for a date. Right? She was telling him to go meet Boaz. So maybe that's the makar, that would be mutter. Okay, the pasuk continues in Mishle. Ten lechachon v'yech kamod. Amar Rabbi Elazar zurusa ma'aviyah Shmuel haramasi. So now we're going to continue in a continued discussion of the psukim in Rus. So ten lechachon is in reference to Rus. That Rus was a chachama. Di iluna ami kamra la. Going back to his pasuk, she told her how to get dressed. But her, what it said, what does it actually say? Vatirin hagoren, v'hader v'taskal she'tziva sachamasa. She only got dressed after she went into the grain area. Why? Very smart. Because along the way, it's like walking down to Mishkafayim. It's dirty. So she didn't do exactly what her mother-in-law had told her. So b'chachma, she listened to her mother-in-law. She didn't disagree. Rabosai, sometimes you keep your mouth shut, and even if we don't agree, we're going to do it a little differently. But better not to chas v'chalila fight, especially with one's mother-in-law, and if it requires more chachma. Similarly, Shmuel di'ilu eli kamerle. When Shmuel hears Hakadosh Baruch Hu calling to him, so he goes to Eli and he says, "I hear something." Eli says back to him. And if you hear it again, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm listening. But what did Shmuel do? Hashem came to him again. Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Daber ki shamei avdecha. He didn't say Daber Hashem. Why? Because Eli was already confident that he was hearing Dvar Hashem. Shmuel had a pachad. He's not going to say, I'm listening Hashem, and it's really his friend calling from the room. So therefore he said Daber, not to presume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling him. Another drasha of Rabbi Lazar from Megillas Rus, and most of our daf is going to continue with this. Rabbi Lazar, why does it say Vatelech, Vatovai, Vatelaki, Basada? What's the emphasis? Telech, Tovai. The answer is that she was waiting to see the appropriate people to hang out with. She was being careful who she was surrounding herself by. Continues the Gemara, Vayemir, Bozla Nara, Anitzav, Alakoitz, from the Mia Nara Zois. Boaz asks, who's this young woman? Who's this woman? Bechidarkisha Boaz, Lishol, Benara. Actually, Nara, right? A young woman. So what's Boaz doing asking about the girls? Amar Abelazar, Tevar Chachma Rabba. He saw something wise in her. Shtei shibolin, when two shibolin fell, likta, because Allah is that you could take leket only from two things. Shalosh shibolin lo likta, but if it was three, she didn't, she was manish bidaktik in the halacha. So that's what he noticed, and therefore he asked, who is this? B'masnisa tana, divrei tznius, dvar tznius rabba. He saw tznius by her. Ondos mu'umad, she would stand, she was straight up, excuse me, Omdos. What's that?
I think it's the way she bent down.
Right. The shibolim were omdos, but umad, so then she took it standing. Hanoflos, that which had fallen down, miyushav, so then she took it sitting. And of course, as Rav Dovi pointed out, she didn't bend down, but rather she lowered herself down in the manner that was more tznius. The fourth rasha, Rav Elazar, the chosid bokum im narosai, so he says... Boaz says to Rus, you should be dovek with my narrow side, which is strange. V'chidarko shel Boaz l'dovek im anoshim. Now we're going to get back to this Shaila and Gemara in a moment. Let's just translate the words. Is it the derech of Boaz to say to hang out with girls? Amar Rav Elazar, kima d'chaz ala tishek arpa l'chamos of Rus dovka ba, amar shari l'dbuke ba. He was saying that it's mutter to be associated with Rus. Enoch Hanami, he wasn't suggesting mingling. Now, all the Mefarshim are bothered. You can take a look that there's an extensive discussion. I didn't find a pshat that really yet went into my bones, that the Lechura of the Gemara is all off, because the pasuk was, V'chosid bakum in narosai. He was saying, you, Rus, should be dovek with the naros. And the Gemara's question is, so you could ask, why is he telling Rus to be with the naros? That could have been a question with the na'arim. Why was he suggesting that? But that's not what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asks, was the derech of Boaz to be dovek with Nashim. But that's not what the pasuk says. It wasn't about Boaz mixing with her or with other women. It was about Rus mixing with the other Na'arim. So that's a question that the Mefarshim asked. Okay, it's a good question. I didn't see the Bach. Was that which ice in the Bach? Dalid, Darkei Shel Boaz. In Darkei Shel Boaz... He took it out. Lidaber. Yeah, Rabbi Yom is pointing out that the Bach changes it, that what's he doing talking to her in the first place? And the answer to that is to be dovek to her. But then the other teretz of the Gemara, the narrow Gersa, fits in well because the Gemara uses the word dovek. But in a Hanani, that's probably why the Bach is changing. Yashikleh. Pasuk continues by Yom Lo Boizle, Isa Oichel Goshi Ha'alom. Says, come, Tahalom. The word halom is an extra word. Amar Blaza Ramas Ramas loves the remez. I see the malchus based double. Let's say some mech. That malchus based double will come to you from you. That siv bay in regards to David, we find the lashon halom shenemar vayova emel David yishuv neishem vayomer mi anoich Hashem lakim mi vesi kevi esani ad halom. David is thanking Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he's being meramez to the idea of up until this point. That's the word halom. That David will talk about reaching this special point. V'tavalt pitech pachomets. Boaz said to Ruz, to put your eat by me, and you could your pita you could dip in vinegar by me. Amar Lazim kan shachomets yofel l'shrav. It was very hot, and so just simply teaching us that that's good thing to eat at that time. Shmuel bar Nechmeni Amar remez ramazlah. It was a bigger remez. Asid ben latzis mirsha as shemaisav koshim kachomets. That there is going to be some bad people that will come from you as well. Umanu, who's that? That's Melech Menashe, that the Chometz is Meramis Tumah. Seventh drasha from the Pesukim in Rus. Vateshim mitzad ha-koytzim, Amar Lazar mitzad ha-koytzim, v'loy b'sayich ha-koytzim. She didn't sit amongst those who were actually cutting the wheat. Remez Ramazla, she'asida malchus beis David tishet v'schalei. That part of beis David will have to sit on the side. In other words, they will not always be in the middle. She was able to eat and she had left over. Amar Rav Elazar, Vatoichal b'mei David. This is a reference to wealth, that we'll be able to eat b'mei David, Vatispa, that we will be satiated in b'mei Shleima, Vatoisar b'mei Chizkiah. Chizkiah was also an affluent time. V'ikod Amri, others say, Vatoichal b'mei David, b'mei Shleima, Vatispa b'mei Chizkiah, Vatoisar b'mei Rebbe. Rebbe, of course, was an extension of David, was a descendant of David, the Omar Mar Haruye de Rebbe, the one who was in charge of the horses of Rebbe, Hava Asir, he was wealthier, Mishvar Malka, than the famous queen from Paras. Vatocha Bolamazeh, Vatispali Moisa Moshiach, another drasha, Mesnisa Tanis, Vatochas Bolamazeh, Vatispa is Moshe Moshiach, Vatosa that will have left over, La Asid Lavo. Pisiyata de Shmaya, this concludes the daf. And we will pick up in a moment with the Dvar Halacha.